The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is my best friend Danielle out of line for what she did? Danielle, what happened?
My daughter has a cold, and she was all upset the night she was going to bed because we ran out of Mucinex D. I had appointments in the morning, so I was going to be gone till like noon. And I said, don't worry, Stell, I'm going to get up early. And before I go to my appointments, I'm going to get you Mucinex D. I get up in the morning. It's like 8:15. I go to the pharmacy. And the Mucinex D is behind the counter. So I go to purchase it and they say, ID, please. And I go, oh, man, I don't have my ID. I had gone out to dinner like the night before and put it in a different purse. I look at them. They're not going to budge. I go, okay, hold on. Keep it out. I go, I'm going to ask someone to buy it for me. I'll be right back.
You told them that you were going to try to get somebody to buy it for you?
I mean, isn't that supposed to be?
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything. Yeah. Like they didn't.
It's Mucinex.
Yeah.
No, she didn't say anything. She just, you know, whatever.
Like, so, I feel like she was derelict of her duties right there from the beginning. Like, I mean, I feel like she was supposed to say something if she's going to card you and make you stick to it. It's okay.
So I go out into the pharmacy, and it is a little earlier, and there is not a soul in the store. So I go up to the front door where people walk in.
Oh, my gosh.
And a gentleman comes in. And I walked up to him and I said, excuse me, sir, you don't have to say yes. I have a question. I was wondering if you would be willing to buy me some Mucinex D.
Oh,
it's just
God.
Cold medicine.
You led with that.
I forgot my ID. And he listened. He did. And I was like, I have cash. And I go, it's just cold medicine, but you have to be over 18 to buy it. He looks at me. He goes, I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable. And I go, okay, whatever. I walk out to my car and someone pulls up next to me. She's going in. I was like, excuse me, you know, same spiel and everything. And she like looked at me like I was a crazy person and was like, no, I'm sorry. I couldn't believe that nobody would buy the cold medicine because I would have said yes.
I mean, your speech just, you led wrong. You're like immediately like, listen, I've got cash. I need this cold medicine.
All right.
It's just a little bit too desperate. Nobody carries cash anymore, Danielle. If you're carrying cash, it's suspect. But accosting me at the door, too, at the same time.
I know. That didn't work in my favor. That was, like, a little weird. But I still thought somebody would buy it for me. And then I quickly realized that this was not going to work out.
Now, there's a couple things to point out here. One, if you're unaware, to buy Mucinex D, you do have to show an ID because there's an ingredient in it that makes a street drug. So they want to be able to track.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Who, you know, is buying this and why? What I couldn't believe was that Danielle had the nerve to go to strangers and ask. I would be so embarrassed. Mm. But like, that's why Danielle is so, like, she's outgoing and she's bubbly and, like, she attracts people. And I'm shocked that you couldn't convince one of those people to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I would have asked. I would have asked.
You would have?
And I feel like I would have sealed the deal. I feel like it wouldn't have been a problem.
Well, but you're so much more intimidating than Danielle is, who's 110 pounds soaking wet.
So you think I scare them into buying the Mucinex? You think that's how it works? I don't think so. Danielle, I got to be honest with you. I think your lean frame this time didn't do you any favors, all right? Mm. I would offer to buy you food. If you're begging me to buy you cough syrup, I would have been like, it's 9 a.m., sweetheart. Wouldn't a cheeseburger be better?
Oh.
How about a breakfast sandwich? How about we get you some help? Can I call somebody for you?
And you told these people that it was for your daughter, right?
Oh, a likely story.
I did. I probably gave too much information, as usual. But again, I don't look like a drug dealer. I looked like a desperate mom, you know, like, oh, my God, please.
Like a drug addict. Right. That's right. It's a different look. You're right. Right. Mm. I'm not sure what crime shows you're watching, but okay.
Let's see. Is Danielle out of line for asking people to buy the medication for her? 1-800-330-9999. And if she approached you, would you have bought it? Would you have bought my best friend, Mucinex D, if she approached you in a parking lot at CVS. Danielle, my best friend, she was so mad this weekend. She went to CVS to pick up Mucinex D for her daughter who had a cold. She forgot her ID at home. She had left it in her purse from the night before. So she started asking random strangers in the store, and I couldn't believe that she was doing that. Like, even in the parking lot, she could not find a single person. And I was wondering, what do you think? Is she out of line for asking strangers to buy her it when she didn't have her ID with her? 1-800-330-9999. Joe, would you have done the same thing?
Absolutely, because that's something I probably would do. And I always get in trouble with my wife for being a wise guy at the store anyway. So I would definitely have done that for her, no doubt. And I would be the one to ask someone, not strangers, to do the same thing, for sure.
I have no shame asking somebody. I really don't. I just feel like, you know, you got to rope them in a little bit differently than she did.
I mean, she was just asking. She's like, hey, can you buy this? My kid is sick. I don't have my license.
You can't lead with cash, all right, you know, and you can't lead with exactly what you want purchased.
When it's something for your kids, you're going to do whatever you got to do, you know?
Yeah. Dee, would you have gotten the medicine, and was she out of line for asking strangers?
Oh, no, she was not. I would have gotten anything for her. Once she said, child, oh, I'm a mom. Yes, I'll get it for you. What else do you need?
See? I guess,
unless you just see a little desperation in her eyes. And then you're like, where is this child? You want to protect that child? I don't know. It's crazy.
Hey, Danielle, would you have gotten Danielle the Mucinex D, or is she out of line for asking strangers?
I would have got it, and I probably would have gotten her a beer also to go home and deal with the sick child.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now we're handing out beers and cough syrup at 9 a.m.? You're not a good person, Danielle.
Listen.
You're putting the community at risk.
I don't know if they sell beer at CVS, do they?
No, you can find it at 9 a.m. if you're the type that's in a parking lot accosting people for cough syrup. You know where to get it.
All right, Michaela, what do you think? Would you have bought her the Mucinex, and was she out of line for even asking?
Probably not. Like, I generally don't, like, do stuff like that if somebody asked me to buy things. Even if she explained it properly, people are good liars, and I just wouldn't have done it.
9 a.m. seems like an honest person. I feel like if you were actually lying, you wouldn't be there at 9 o'clock in the morning. You would be there at...
What,
like,
if they've been up all night?
I don't know.
They've been waiting for me to get here at 9 a.m.
You could smell the difference. Literally. Gracie, what do you think? Would you have bought it for her? Was she out of line for asking?
I don't think she was out of line for asking. As a mom, I know that when your kid is sick, you feel pretty desperate, you know, having to go all the way back home and coming all the way back. Like, I understand why she would walk around and ask people. If she looked like a mom and seemed like legit, she wasn't a teenager asking me to do it, I probably would have bought it for her.
Good for you. Yeah.
Does anybody really get all that high off of that stuff? Or I guess I don't know.
You'll have to know when you're looking them in the eye.
Exactly.
You know, she could just be frazzled. She could have had a couple cups of coffee that morning, you know? Wow.
Joel, what do you think? Would you have gotten her the medication? Was she out of line for asking?
Yeah, I think she's kind of out of line. I mean, honestly, I don't know this woman. You know, she could be lying to me, and like, so this is for her daughter, right? And she left her ID at home. I mean, she doesn't sound like a responsible parent. I mean, she's got to learn her lesson. And so this right here is your lesson. Go back home, get your ID, and understand you got to do the right things to get what you need.
See, nobody wants to be the person that, well, I bought them the cough syrup, and then immediately they went insane, right? Like, nobody wants to be that person, right?
I have to say that I was surprised that both people listened to her whole spiel, because whenever somebody tries to engage me in something,
you're like, immediately, no,
I don't even make eye contact. I'm like, no, I'm not interested. I'm sorry. No, thank you.
Just keep scurrying.
Yeah.